I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which is yet another recent vampire movie that sucks, pun intended. It's supposed to be an origin story of the infamous vampire known as Dracula, but it's not exactly the movie Dracula with Bela Lugosi or Renfield with Nicholas Hoult. It's too bland to be scary and too long to be haunting. The bright spots of the film are the production designs of the ship and Corey Hawkins' performance as a black doctor in 1895 traveling on a ship known as the Demeter from Bulgaria to London. The ship is carrying some crates, one of them featuring something unholy. The Last Voyage of the Demeter is based on the captain's log from Bram Stoker's Dracula and is directed by Andrei Overdahl, who also made Scary Stories We Tell in the Dark. He's a filmmaker who can specialize in the horror genre, but he doesn't give this Dracula tale a devilish spin. He just relies on darkness, storms, standard characters, and a certain door scene that wants to echo The Shining. It has the right leading man to deal with this monster, and that would happen to be Hawkins, but it acts like a flat alien wannabe on the ship, 1.5 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.